good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up straight ahead.
Cattle producers, you're invited to the 2017 Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Friday, March 3rd at 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 550 Angus bulls and 50 Hereford bulls that day, starting at 10 a.m. These Express Ranch bulls all have genomically tested EPDs with the Zoetis I50K technology. For more information, go to their website, www.expressranches.com, or give Express Ranches a call at 800-664-3977.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, cattle futures led the entire livestock market higher today with triple-digit gains in both live and feeder cattle markets. The lack of fundamental support, though, didn't create any major market shifts, but did limit additional buyer support late in the day. And live cattle futures held moderate to strong gains today, with traders returning to the market with slightly bullish expectations developing as they built upon the support seen through the end of last week. With lackluster activity seen in beef values and cash markets undeveloped, most of the support at this time is based on the potential for commercial traders to continue to point towards technical support that developed throughout the morning. And in feeder cattle, triple-digit gains across the complex led the entire cattle complex higher throughout the day. With no additional support developing through the entire cash cattle markets and little sense of direction from beef values, the potential to draw buyers back into the feeder cattle trade helped to spark some additional longer-term market support throughout the nearby and deferred contracts. Meanwhile, grain futures were mixed today as trading in the U.S. resumed following the President's Day holiday. Outside markets gained a little momentum, while crop prices quickly pulled back a little from a higher open Monday night. Corn prices a little higher, holding to an inside day after rejecting attempts to match Friday's low. March futures, though, held above their 200-day moving average. Meanwhile, soybeans hung on to modest gains, keeping to an inside day on price charts. March futures tried moving back above the January-February support line that was violated on Friday, while also rejecting a move below their 50-day moving average. And wheat prices were mixed, with winter and spring wheat contracts headed in different directions. While hard and soft red winter wheat slipped below Friday's bottom, Minneapolis March, though, held on after moving to a six-week low last week. And that's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn on Radio, Oklahoma Network.